And you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land, maybe you bought some new land, and you got rid of all the stuff that's growing there, you'd say you did what to it?
Probably cleared the ground.
And would you say you cleared a place for a new road? If you were just cutting a road through a place?
Yeah.
And if you have, you know, clover or grass or something growing, and you cut it for hay, then it comes up again, what do you call that second growth?
New growth.
And if you, what do you call a crop that you just haven't planted? For instance, if you had a big field of corn, and you gathered all your corn, the next year you just didn't do anything with the field, but corn came up in it again. Somebody said, "Well, that's a funny looking field of corn." You'd say, "Well, that's just
a volunteer crop."
And have you ever seen wheat tied up?
Only in pictures.
What are you tied up into?
I'd be making a guess here, but possibly a shock.
And so you tie it into a shock, or what about corn?
Maybe into bundles.
And then you do what with the bundles? You pile them up. That'd be
a pile or a stack.
Well, have you ever done that corn? Maybe tied it up like that. Stalks, not?
No.
So, if you made a stack or a bundle, how much would be in something like that?
Could be limitless, I guess, any size.
All right. And if you were growing something like corn, you might say, we raise 40, what, to an acre?
40 bushels.
And have you ever grown oaks?
Yeah, for grazing purposes only.
Well, if they're going to use it to make something out of it, they have to separate the grain from the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do they do to those?
Normally I think of that as wheat, separating the wheat from the chaff.
So what do you do to do that?
Normally you would combine with a piece of machinery, mechanical machinery.
Well, there's another word that used to have, they used to have a mule that turned something. Start with a
thresh.
So you'd say oats.
Are threshed.
Alright. And if you and another man had to do a job, had a job to do, when you told him about it, you'd say,
you and I.
And, if something happened to you today, to you and this other person, you'd say, that's not a good way to say that. If someone doesn't want just you, and doesn't want just me to do a job, you might say he wants
us.
So would you say he wants, and if there were 100 people here that to distinguish just us from all of them, you'd say he wants.
They want us to do the job.
Would you ever say to both of us?
No.
What would you say? Just
us. To me, that means both or more than one.
And if some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you might say, who and who are coming over?